Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Welcome and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Life Poor Podcast with Minister Brandon Howard. And I am your host of this evening, your host of this podcast, Minister Brandon Howard. So great to have you here with us on this evening. No matter where you are listening, or whether it's on your iPhone or iPad or Android or laptop, wherever you're listening to, or whatever device you're listening to, we thank you. I thank you for joining me on this evening. It's so great to be with you again, and thank you once again. And so this is the Life Poor Podcast, and this is actually the very first episode of this awesome new God-created podcast. So I'm excited about what God is going to do through this podcast. I'm excited about what he's going to do in each and every of our lives through this medium. So I'm just excited about what's going to take place here. Just very excited. So this is, like I said, this is the very first episode. And in this episode, this is an introduction. This is an introduction not only to Life Poor, but also to who I am. You know, many of you who may be listening, you know, to me right now may not know who I am, you know. And I'll give you information about who I am, where I came from, and what my purpose is and things of that nature. And then also in this episode, you will hear the purpose of this podcast. Why does God want us to bring this podcast up? What does he want to do in this medium here? And also, we're going to discuss what this podcast will pertain, meaning, you know, what are you expecting to hear, you know, through this medium? And what will you not hear through this medium? And then also at the end, we're going to close out in prayer. So I'm excited. Thank you for joining with me on this awesome journey that God is going to take us through whenever he says it's done. So I'm just, you know, listening to him, serving him, and just following his lead and his guidance. So let's go ahead and get this thing started. So we're going to get started with an introduction of who I am. Again, for those who don't know me, my name is Minister Brandon Howard. I am a minister, an ordained minister at Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church, located in Norcross, Georgia. And our senior pastor is Bishop William L. Shields. Now, I've been serving at Hopewell for 11 years now. I've served in the youth ministry for 10 of those years, and now I serve as an ordained leader in our minister's ministry. I want to give you just a little background to my history from way back until where I am today. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I went to high school at Hutchinson Central Technical High School. For those in Buffalo, you know that as Hutch Tech, the very best high school in the world, by the way. That also from there, I graduated from there, and I moved on to Rochester Institute of Technology, which is also known as RIT. And I graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Telecommunications Engineering Technology Management. And during that time in my youth, I was actually called to preach the gospel at a very young age. In fact, I was called to preach by God when I was around 10 years old in a dream. But I ran for my calling. I ran for many, 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 many years. And the reason why I ran so much for many years was because I did not want to preach the gospel. I did not want to have to do anything with serving God. I have my own dreams. I have my own ambitions. I have my own desires. And that those did not include God in preaching the gospel in that matter. In fact, my dream was to become a professional athlete. In fact, I wanted to be a professional athlete like Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson, who played multiple sports. And in fact, to make it even more specific, my goal was to be the very first athlete to play in the NFL, NHL, and to run in the Summer Olympics. And not only that, I wanted also to be the first athlete to win the Super Bowl, to win the Stanley Cup, and to win 4 gold medals in the Olympics. And of course, God did not allow that to happen because for various reasons, but that was not his plan for my life. His plan for my life was to, or is to, preach the gospel, to serve him, to serve his people, and so on and so forth. I did not want to do that. I just kept running. And I ran. And things came to a head in 2011. I attend Hope Hill Missionary Baptist Church. That's where I serve at in Norcross. And every August, we have our revival. And in 2011, as I was coming home from the second night of revival, I heard God calling me again to preach the gospel. I heard him very clearly, very distinct, very, very clear for me to preach the gospel. And during that time, you know, of my running, I kept giving God every excuse that I can think of. Well, God, I can't preach the gospel because of this. God, I can't do this because of that. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do it. And eventually, you know, basically, the reason why I kept running was because of fear. And fear is going to be one of the topics that we're going to talk about in the next coming episodes. So look out for that. But I was fearful of preaching the gospel. I had fear in that for different reasons. And so the very last excuse I gave God on that day on that evening in 2011 was that, well, God, I cannot preach like Bishop Shields, or I cannot preach like Dr. Bennett W. Smith, who is my home pastor at St. John Baptist Church in Buffalo, New York. Or I can't preach like, you know, Pastor Terry, who is a great pastor at Mount Peace Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, who I served under for about 2 years, I want to say. And God clearly and directly spoke back to me and told me, I did not call you to preach like these gentlemen. I called you to preach the gospel. And from that point on, after I heard God say that to me, I just surrendered. I was done. I was done running. I was done making excuses. I was done with not doing what God says because of fear. I submitted myself and said, God, I will go. I will go in your name. I will share the gospel to this world. By however means you want me to, I will go. And then from that point on, I went through the Ministers of Training program. And then in 2012, I preached my initial sermon. And then in 2017, I became ordained. And as they say, the rest is history. So I praise God for where he brought me from and where he's taking me to, because it is truly an awesome journey. And yes, there has been bumps and bruises along the way. Yes, there has been trials and tribulations along the way. But I will not trade this for the world. And I praise God for what he's doing in my life. And it is my prayer that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever God is calling you to do, that you will surrender to him and allow him to work through you and to help you to do what he called you to do. So a little bit more about me is I am married, you know, to my beautiful and lovely wife, Tamika, who is a very talented musician who can play the flute, the piano, the sax, and she's an awesome, awesome, awesome talent. And I know God has great things for her in store for her life in ministry as well as music, or should I say music, ministry through music, you know, I should say. So I'm just so grateful how God has continued to bless us and how God has continued to keep us. And it's just a beautiful thing. It is so beautiful. But just look, one more thing about me is that, you know, the very random, I am a huge Buffalo Bills fan as well. Just want to get that out there. So I just got to, you know, say that, you know, that I am a big Bills fan. So everybody knows that. But that's a little bit about who I am, you know, as a minister. You know, I love God. I love to serve God. I love to service people. And I love to pray for people. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment here. But right now, I want to get to the purpose of this life poor experience. And the purpose of life poor is to encourage and pour life into God's people. In fact, better yet, I want this God's desire to encourage and pour life into all people who are listening, because we all are created by God. And I'm going to get to more of that in a moment here as well. So that is the goal of life poor. That is the purpose of life poor. And what you will hear from life poor is the following. You will hear the word of God, because this is a Christian podcast. This is a Christian experience that we are airing here. And so you will truly, truly hear the word of God. The word of God will be referenced, and the word of God will be spoken in this experience. You'll also hear words of encouragement. And the Bible tells us that, you know, we are going to go through trials and tribulations. In fact, Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, that, you know, we will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. And when we have Jesus, we can overcome as well. And Jesus also told us, you know, actually God also told us through the Apostle Paul that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So, you know, you're going to hear words of encouragement, because we all go through different things in our lives. And you may not be going through something right now, but trust and believe that as you keep living, as we keep living, storms will come in our lives. But as long as we hold true to the one who created us, everything's going to be all right. So the next thing you'll hear is prayer. You know, I love to pray for people. I love to pray, you know, because prayer is communication with our Father. And prayer is two-way communication. You know, a lot of times when we pray, you know, we just focus on the words that we say. But prayer also includes hearing from God, meditating, so that we can hear God speak to us, you know, seeing God's word, you know, speak to us as we look into his holy word. So prayer is communication with God two-way. And so in this experience, I will be praying with you, and I'll be praying for you as well. In the beginning of each podcast, we will open up in prayer. We will also close in prayer. And you can also send me prayer requests as well, and I'll get you my information towards the end of this experience. The final thing you'll hear, and I hope that you will latch on to, is hope. And there's a lot of negativity that's going on in the world today. And as I mentioned before, that we all go through difficult times in our lives. We all go through negativity. We all go through trials and tribulations, you know, whether it's a loss of a loved one, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's, you know, a sickness, you know, things of that nature. But as Christians, we are called to provide hope. where situations seem like they're hopeless. So it is our prayer, it is my desire that whatever you hear in this experience will bring you hope and comfort no matter what it is that you are going through in your life. So those are the things that you expect to hear from this experience of life poor. So there are some things that you will not hear in this life poor experience. The first thing you will not hear is profanity. Now, as I mentioned before, this is a Christian podcast experience. So therefore, you will not hear any type of profane statements or words coming out of my mouth. That is not characteristic of the God that we serve. And that's not characteristic of how I was raised either. And that's not characteristic of how I desire to carry myself as a man of God. So therefore, you will not hear any type of profanity coming through these airwaves here. You will also not hear any type of negativity. Now, we are called by God to be light in this dark world. We're called to be light. We're called to be positive. We're called to send positive vibes, if you will, or positive words, you know, be positive in things of that nature. Send love, you know, to others. So with that being, with that foundation set, you will not hear any type of negativity in this podcast. And the final thing you will not hear in this podcast is name calling. Now, let me explain something to you real quick, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I cannot stand name calling. I do not like name calling. It is not of God. It is very disrespectful. It is not good at all to name call anyone. In fact, we are all created by the Father, by our Creator, God. And the Bible says when He created us, He called us good. So who am I to call someone who God created a negative name, anything negative? You know, we're not called to do that. We're called to encourage. We're called to love. We're called to honor. We're called to respect one another. No matter it is what negativity is going on, whether, you know, where it's coming from, you're not going to hear me call someone out their name at all. You will not hear that. So those are the things that you will not hear in this life poor experience. So with that being said, I'm just so excited for this experience here. And there's a lot of things that we're going to talk about during this experience here. And the first subject we're going to tackle on next week, July 13th, is the topic of identity. Identity is a huge topic simply because of the fact that a lot of us, we put our identity into the wrong place. We relate our identity to sometimes the material items we have, sometimes to the type of house we're living in or the type of car we're driving. We place our identity on the job that we have. Sometimes we put our identity on the money that we make. Sometimes we put our identity on the positions we have, whether it's at work or even in the church. But my brothers and sisters, that's not where our identity lies in. Our identity is in Jesus Christ, who died for us, who suffered and bled for us, so we may have a right to eternal life. So we may have a right to the tree of life. So we may have a relationship with the Father. And on the flip side of that, about identity, our identity is in the one who created us. Now, a really good example is that when you have a car, you know, and let's say, for example, you have a Ford. Now, that Ford is, you know, being built at a Ford plant or a Ford manufacturer. You're not going to identify that Ford by saying it's a Mercedes-Benz, because Mercedes-Benz did not create that Ford. That Ford was built and created by Ford, the manufacturer. Same thing as us. We have been created by God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth. So therefore, our identity is tied to or related to the one who created us, which is God, our Father. I don't want to give a lot of that away and things of that nature, but that's something we're going to talk about on next week. So I'm excited about to talk about that. Another item we're going to talk about is the mind. And in particular, we're going to talk about life starts in the mind. And everything starts with the way we think. You know, life starts with a thought, if you really think about it. Think about it this way. A lot of your successful companies and businesses started with an idea. Where did that idea come from? It came from someone's mind. So life starts or begins in the mind. Whatever it is your life you're putting out there, it starts with an idea. It starts with a thought. So we're going to talk about the reasons why we need to, you know, be transformed by the renewal of our mind, because it's the enemy. When he attacks us, where does he start? He attacks us in our minds. He attacks us with a thought. So we're going to talk a lot of detail about the mind in the next few weeks here. We're also going to talk about overcoming fear. As I mentioned earlier in this experience, I mentioned that the reason why I ran from God for so many years was because of fear. But the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1 chapter 7 verse that for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we have nothing to fear. So we're going to talk about what is fear. You know, what is, you know, fearing God, and how is that different from, you know, the other fear that is out there, the negative fear, I should say. And we're going to talk about ways in which we can, through the Word of God, ways in which we can overcome our fear. Because truth be told, we all have fear in some way, shape, or form. So we have to, you know, learn to overcome our fear. Another topic we're going to discuss during this experience is taking care of our temple. And as people of God, we have to take care of our bodies, because that's where the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And not just because the Holy Spirit dwells with us, we have to take care of our bodies because our purpose is to serve God and serve His people. And how can we serve God and His people if we're not doing the due diligence in taking care of our bodies? You know, for example, are we eating right? You know, are we drinking the right fluids? You know, are we going to our doctor regularly? Are we exercising properly? And something that I've struggled with for many years was getting enough sleep. You know, so those are the things that we need to really, really focus on. And in the next few weeks, we'll be talking about the importance of taking care of your body as a child of and servant of the Most High God. And another, finally, you know, of many more, there's going to be many more topics we want to talk about, but there's another one I want to highlight is the importance of fatherhood. And the reason why, you know, this needs to be tackled and discussed is because if we look at the fabric of society today, there are many absent fathers that are out there who are not taking care of their children, you know, as expected. And we need to do better. My brothers and sisters, we need to do better as, you know, as men, to be head of the households, to take care of our families, to take care of our children, because they need us, you know, especially in times such as these, you know, where, you know, kids are going through so much right now with the bullying and, you know, children are committing suicides and things of that nature. And it is so important for fathers to be involved in their children's life. And we want to have a very, very, very great conversation about the importance of fatherhood later down the road in this life poor experience here. So let's look for all those great things that that's going to come down the pike here. Finally, I just want to just give a couple of shout outs to my wife, Tamika. Thank you for your support, your prayers. Love you. Thank you so much. My mom, my sister, Sherry, my brother-in-law, Garnett, my nephew, Teron, my dad, my stepmother, Luetta. Also, my best friend, Dale, from college. Jason, also. Dale and his wife, Nicole. Jason and his wife, Cheryl. Also, one shout out to Elder James Brown. Also to Minister Mark and his lovely wife, Alexandria. Thank you for your prayers, your support, and your love. And thank you for those who responded to me about this experience that I'm taking through the help of the Holy Spirit. I've had nothing but great response. Thank you also to Suzanne, who designed the logo for me as well, the Life Poor logo for me. I praise God for your work. Thank you so much. I truly, truly love the logo, and I praise God for you, and I truly appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom of God as well. So those are all my shout outs. If I missed anyone, please charge it to my mind, not to my heart. So before we close out in prayer, I just want to share with you a couple things here. To reach me, I am on social media. My Instagram account is men_B Howard. That's MIN_BHOWARD. And then also you can email me. My email address is brandon@brandonjhoward.com. And then finally, you can go to my website, brandonjhoward.com. And then in the next few weeks here, I have a link on my website to this Life Poor experience. And also on my website, you can go and request prayer as well. So please contact me with any questions or prayer requests or even comments about this podcast experience that you have. Any suggestions as well. So with that being said, thank you again for joining. So we're going to close out in prayer. Spirit of the living God, help us now as we pray. Father, we just thank you for this experience. Thank you, God, for what you're doing through this Life Poor experience, Father God. Thank you, God, for those who are listening, Father God, to this this episode, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, Father God. So, Father, we just ask right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you bless each and every listener, Father God. Bless each and every family that's represented, Father God. We pray to God that you supply all their needs, Father, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Father God. And, Father, you know what they stand in need of, Father God. If it's healing, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. If it's deliverance, we pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it's for you to provide, Father God, we pray that you provide for them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, because we know you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Father God. If it's peace that they need, Father God, we pray that you bring them peace, a peace which passes all understanding, Father God, a peace that you give them, Father God, but the world cannot take away, Father God. So we ask that you would bless them mightily in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father, we just pray, God, that you continue to bless in each and every one of us, Father God, until we can meet again, Father. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, thank you again so much for joining me on this Life Poor experience. Until we meet again, God willing, next week, I grant you grace and peace.